Woke Lancet denounces anti-blackness in higher education. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on February 20, 2024. The once venerable Lancet Medical Journal has become ever more fixated on race and gender, sidelining its earlier commitment to medicine. In its most recent issue, The Lancet warns that despite decades of discussion of diversity and inclusion, black people continue to be severely underrepresented in academia. The complete absence of black female progression at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, LSTM, for instance, an institute deeply steeped in work on black people, manifests exclusionary violence. What is needed is a specific focus on anti-blackness, including the introduction of a dedicated principle to address it, the journal asserts. The Lancet points to the Race Equality Charter, REC, as a sign of hope, noting that it gives bronze and silver awards in racial equality and is therefore important. The failure of the revised REC to promote more specific targeting of anti-blackness, however, misses an important opportunity, the journal laments. The Lancet goes on to ask to what degree have underlying higher education institutions' cultures of anti-blackness hampered uptake of the recommendations addressing this problem? The journal's digression into racism and anti-blackness is just the latest in an ongoing pattern of obsession with race and gender as part of its stated embrace of the progressive agenda. The Lancet has also denounced medical racism in the United States as part of alleged structural violence present in the country. While much public health research has shown that racism is a fundamental determinant of health outcomes and disparities, racist policy and practice have also been integral to the historical formation of the Medical Academy in the USA, the journal declared in 2020. Like the history of U.S. policing, the history of medicine and healthcare in the USA is marked by racial injustice and myriad forms of violence. Unequal access to healthcare, the segregation of medical facilities, and the exclusion of African Americans from medical education are some of the most obvious examples, the article stated. These, together with inequalities in housing, employment opportunities, wealth, and social service provision, produce disproportionate health disparities by race, it continued. The health community needs to confront these painful histories of structural violence to develop more effective anti-racist and benevolent public health responses to entrenched health inequalities, the COVID-19 pandemic, and future pandemics. That same year, The Lancet went further still, publishing a tendentious book review asserting that white Americans continue to mobilize to maintain or extend the exclusive advantages whiteness offers those who can become white. The Lancet chose Rhea W. Boyd, a minority health policy fellow at Harvard School of Public Health, to review a 2019 book called Dying of Whiteness by Jonathan Metzl, whose thesis is that right-wing backlash policies have mortal consequences, even for the white voters they promise to help. In order to maintain an imagined place atop a racial hierarchy, white Americans who harbor racial resentment support policies that seem to limit the freedoms or resources available to non-whites, even though such decisions threaten their own well-being as well, Metzl argued. In her review, Boyd expressed fundamental agreement with Metzl's contentions, yet asserted that he is too soft on whites by attributing white self-destructive political actions to racial resentment, which erases white agency through emotional euphemism. The simple fact is that despair isn't killing white America, the armed defense of whiteness is, she wrote. Thus, death is the inevitable consequence of the full realization of structural racism and the exclusive rights and resources it offers those who can become white. In reality, Boyd concluded, the only real solution is to eliminate whiteness altogether. Follow it, Williams Rome.